Now, you join me at a tremendously exciting moment. It's in here ahead, number 238. We're still in the interim period whereby I'm waiting for my equipment to arrive. But at least we got this. We've got our keyboard. It's not our keyboard. This podcast is not a communist community. I own this keyboard. So don't be getting any ideas about that. Although communists are perfectly decent people, so I suppose if this was a communist community, I could trust you to not come around and take this keyboard off me just because it's part of yours. But what would you do with it? You wouldn't be able to do anything useful with it. I'm the only one who can be trusted with this. So anyway, we're going to do another cat song. Let's see. We'll have a waltz, I think. Producing the effect of a cat walking along a piano. Meow. On a piano, although I do have an app on my iTelephone called the Cat Piano, but there's no creative pride in using something like that. I'd rather do it myself. Since I can't produce the sound, naturally the sound of a cat meowing on the piano, might as well do the sound of it walking across the piano. And now that you mention it, I don't think a cat would particularly be meowing on the piano unless there was food hidden under it. I wouldn't be purring unless I was petting it while it was walking along the piano, which I wouldn't do because much as it's entertaining to watch, I wouldn't want to encourage that sort of behaviour on a regular basis because I'd never get to use my piano. I'm not musically at my best this morning. My throat is hoarse. I've got a hoarse throat. I suppose I could try to reproduce the sound of a hoarse throat on the keyboard. Does that sound like a hoarse throat yet? I could use my harmonica, I suppose. Just take it out with some packaging. There's a little song for you. I hope you enjoyed that. If you did, come back next time when I might even have a studio and I can do it properly. I can't really, as I said, this isn't a proper show. Don't judge me by this. This is an interim program from the Into Your Head, from the people behind Into Your Head, which would be me. But it's not a real proper Into Your Head. It's just a, it's not stuff. Oh, it's foggy out. There's smoke-like cloudy substance. Not my cat called Cloudy. She's around somewhere too, but she's not filling the whole air around this whole town. If she did, she'd probably someone would probably call the ISPCC and have a stun for cat cruelty, which isn't a crime in itself. Animal cruelty is a crime. There isn't a specific crime for cat cruelty, but you can rest assured that it would come under that umbrella. They'd find, those solicitors would find some way to sue you for animal cruelty, despite the fact that it's not an animal, it's a cat. You can't argue that. You can't go into the court and say, hello, I deny this charge of animal cruelty because I didn't commit animal cruelty, I committed cat cruelty. And technically a cat isn't an animal, because cats have already evolved into humans. There's just a few of them left now. There's five of them in our house. One of them is called Cloudy. Now that you mention it, we don't have one called Foggy, but there's it's Foggy outside, and this is going nowhere. This soliloquy of mine is not going anywhere. I thought I might go into a thing about the court system and the judiciary system and the process and all that, but no, I don't have much to say on that matter. What else? I suppose we could have a go in this. Oh, are we still recording? We are. I think I'll do a song about the judiciary system as it applies to cats. The judge stood up and said, hello. And the witnesses stood up and said, hello. And the judge said, you're not really supposed to speak unless you're spoken to, and you're supposed to be already standing when I come into the room. You should know that if you've watched Judge Judy at all. The Judge Judy comes in and everyone is standing, and then the bailiff says, you may be seated, folks, have a seat. And then Judge Judy saw her grins, a dirty, scary grin, and then sits down and looks all stern and says, now, you're suing this guy because he did something to your cat, and you're countersuing this guy because he's damaged your reputation by alleging that you've done something to his cat, and you also maintain that he doesn't have a cat, but he maintains that he did have a cat until you did something to it, and now he no longer has a cat. Is that correct? And the party say, which of us are you talking to? As it happens, it is correct, but that's you're not looking at any of us, you're looking at the ceiling for some reason. That's not you, Judge Judy. Oh, I'm sorry, you're looking the wrong way. You're looking at that paper cutout of you outside the studio. I probably should come back in now. And Judge Judy says, shut the fuck up. Now, can you edit out that F word that I said? I'm sure I don't need to tell you which one, because I only used one F word. If I had said Filipino and fuck in the same sentence thing, I'd have to make clear which F word I was talking about. But even still, that should be obvious. If you've any sense at all, unless ironically you're a Filipino and you haven't learned any English at all and you don't know what I'm talking about, in which case none of this is going to be of much relevance to you. Well, it is relevant, but you're not going to understand it, so it's not going to mean anything. But nonetheless, we better get on with the L trial here. I know it's time for a commercial break. Bye. And then, if you're watching it on TV3 anyway, a thing comes on and says, Judge Judy is sponsored by 7 Cent Psychics. Call 1-877-777-777-777-777. And then there's an ad for what's coming up on the news at 5:30. And then there's some ads for washing powders. And then Judge Judy comes back on and she says, hello. Except she doesn't say hello, because there's been no time has passed during the commercial break in the Judge Judy studio course. They just continue where they left off, and she says, so now I think you're a cunt, she says to one of them. She likes to take sides in this, and then she says to the other one, how much money do you want off them? And they say, oh, thanks for asking, Judge Judy, €5.67, whatever that is in US dollars, I don't know. And Judge Judy says, well, I don't know either. If you don't know, I don't know. I have no way of looking it up. I don't do computers because I'm 84. To do no.
Seven.
That was my wife reproducing the closing thing from Judge Judy. she changes the words sometimes. At the end of Judge Judy, it goes bing, 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 and then it goes something else. Oh, I was in the middle of something. Where the fuck was I? Anyway, Judge Judy comes on and says, "I've no computers or anything to work out this currency. Frankly, you're supposed to bring all the information with you." And they go, "I'm very sorry, I didn't know that." Oh. No, that's what I was going to say. Judge Judy's husband, for a short time in the 1990s, according to Wikipedia, was the judge on the long-running program People's Court, which I used to watch when I was about five, when they had Judge Walkner on us. I presume it's different now because it's called the New People's Court, and they've got different people on it. Well, they always have different people on it in every episode, but you have different judge and a different interviewer person at the door. It's all completely different. And then Judge Judy came along and said, "I'm retiring." And then a few months later, someone came along and said, "Do you want a TV show, Judge Judy?" And she says, "Yes, please. Can I have..." They said, "It doesn't really work like that. We're offering you a TV program." But then she said, "I don't know. This was supposed to be a song about the judiciary system and how it applies to cats. But we seem to have got diverted somehow." Let's see. I suppose I'll just do a bridge and then finish it.